मानवती हर कृति मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल मंगल मंगल
Namaha. Hello Houston, Hare Krishna. Thank you for tuning into the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. This program is brought to you by Hare Krishna Dham, ISKCON, Houston. For today, I am your host. My name is Bhadra, and I would like to remind all our listeners that you can also listen to this program live at tunein.com. Again, tunein.com, or download the TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. So we have been discussing about Bhagavad Gita for quite some time now in this our program, and we recently had a very grand festival, and in fact this is the most attended festival in the whole world. It's none other than the Jagannath Rath Yatra. So for a couple of weeks from now, we want to focus on understanding who is actually Jagannath, and go back and understand the history behind the Jagannath Puri temple. There have been many conceptions like who is Jagannath. There have been like okay, Jagannath may be a Buddhist statue or something like that. So, Buddhist deity. So, there have been many misconceptions. So, we want to hear from an authoritative source who is Jagannath and what is all about the Jagannath temple and why this Rath Yatra is being performed. Before embarking on to listening into who is Jagannath and what's the history of the Jagannath Rath Yatra, I want to play a song called Jagannath Ashtakam. So this is one of the very melodiously composed glorification of Lord Jagannath, which has been composed long back. Actually, in fact, this is composed by Sri Sri Adi Shankaracharya himself. So when he had the darshan of Jagannath, so he went into this ecstasy and composed this song. So, listeners, please listen to this song, and after listening to this song, we'll be continuing with the history of Sri Sri Jagannath Puri Dham.
Jagannath Ashtakam Punyam Yapate Prayata Shuchihi Sarva Papa Vishuddhatma Vishnu Lokam Sagachati Jagannath Swami Nayana Path Gami Bhavato Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Path Gami Bhavato Me ka कदाचित् कालिंदी तट विपिन संगीत करावो, कदाचित् कालिंदी तट विपिन संगीत करावो, मुदा भीर नारी वदा कमल स्वद मधुप, मुदा भीर नारी वदा कमल स्वद मधुप, रमा शंभु ब्रह्मा मर पति गणेशार्चित पदो, रमा शंभु ब्रह्मा मर पति गणेशार्चित पदो, जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे, जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे, भुजे सव्य वेणु शिर शिशिखि पिछं कटितटे, भुजे सव्य वेणु शिर शिशिखि पिछं कटितटे, दुकुलं नेत्रान्ते सह चरी कटाक्षं विधते, दुकुलं नेत्रान्ते सह चरी कटाक्षं विधते, सदा श्रीमद्वृंदावन वसति लीला परिचयो, सदा श्रीमद्वृंदावन वसति लीला परिचयो, जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे, जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे, महाम्बोधे स्थिरे कन करो चीर नील शिखरे, महाम्बोधे स्थिरे कन करो चीर नील शिखरे, वसन प्रासादांत सह बलभद्र नवलिना, वसन प्रासादांत सह बलभद्र नवलिना, सुभद्रा मध्यस्थ सक लसुर सेवा वसरदो, सुभद्रा मध्यस्थ सक लसुर सेवा वसरदो, जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे, जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे, कृपा पारवार सजल जलद श्रेणी रुचिरो, कृपा पारवार सजल जलद श्रेणी रुचिरो, रमावाणी राम स्फुर अमल पंखे रुह मुख, रमावाणी राम पंखे रुह मुख, सुरेन्द्र आराध्य श्रुति गण शिखा गीत चरितो, सुरेन्द्र आराध्य श्रुति गण शिखा गीत चरितो, जगन्नाथ नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे, జగన్నాథ స్వామి నయన పథ గాతు రథారూఢ గచ్చన్ పథి మిలిత భూదేవ పటలయ రథారూఢ గచ్చన్ పథి మిలిత భూదేవ పటలయ స్తుతి ప్రాదుర్భావం ప్రతి పదం ఉపాకర్ణ్య సదయ స్తుతి ప్రాదుర్భావం ప్రతి పదం ఉపాకర్ణ్య సదయ దయా సింధుర్బంధు సక జగతాం సింధు సుతయా దయా సింధుర్బంధు సక జగతాం సింధు సుతయా జగన్నాథ నయన పథగామీ భవతు మే జగన్నాథ స్వామి నయన పథగామీ భవతు పరం బ్రహ్మ పీడకువ లయ దలోత్ఫుల్ల నయ పరం బ్రహ్మ పీడకువ లయ నయనో నివాసీ నీలాద్రోని చరణోనంత శిరసి నివాసీ నీలాద్రోని చరణోనంత శిరంది రాధా సర సవ పురాలింగన సుఖో రసానంది రాధా సర సవ పురాలింగన సుఖో జగన్నాథ స్వామి నయన పథ గామీ భవతు మే జగన్నాథ స్వామి నయన పథ గామీ భవతు మే నవయా చే రాజ్యం నచ కనక మాణిక్య విభవం నవయా చ రాజ్యం నచ కనక మాణిక్య విభవం నయా చేహం రమ్యాం సకల జనకామ్యాం వరవధుం నయా చేహం రమ్యాం సకల జనకామ్యాం వరవకాలె కాలె ప్రమ తపతి నాగీత చరితో సదా కాలె కాలె ప్రమ తపతి నాగీత చరితో జగన్నాథ స్వామి నయన పథ గామీ భవతు మే జగన్నాథ స్వామి నయన పథ గామీ భవతు మే హరత్వం సంసారం ధృత తరం సారం సురప హరత్వం సంసారం ధృత తరం సారం సురపతే హరత్వం పాపానాం విత కిమ పారం యాదవపతే హరత్వం పాపానాం వితతిమపారం యాదవపతే అహో దీననాథే నిహి తచరణో నిశ్చితమిదం అహో దీననాథే నిహి తచరణో నిశ్చితమిదం జగన్నాథ స్వామీ నయన పథగామీ భవతు మే జగన్నాథ స్వామీ నయన పథగామీ భవతు మే కదాచిత్ కాలిందీ తట విపిన సంగీత గరావో కదాచిత్ కాలిందీ తట విపిన సంగీత గరావో ముదా భీర్ నారీ వద కమల స్వద మధుప ముదా భీర్ నారీ వద కమల స్వద మధుప రమా శంభు బ్రహ్మామర పతి గణేశార్చిత పదో రమా శంభు బ్రహ్మామర పతి గణేశార్చిత పదో జగన్నాథ స్వామీ నయన పథగామీ భవతు మే జగన్నాథ స్వామీ నయన పథగామీ భవతు మే జగన్నాథ
స్వామీ. Yes, that was the most melodious Jagannatha Ashtakam. This was composed by Sri Sri Adi Shankaracharya himself, and after composing this he invoked a blessing. So whoever listens, let me in read those blessings in his words. The self restrained virtual souls who recites these 8 verses glorifying Lord Jagannath becomes cleansed of all sins and duly proceeds to Lord Vishnu's abode. Jagannathashtakam punyam yah pate prayatah suchihi sarva papa vishuddhatma Vishnu lokam sagacchati. So without further ado, we will listen to the story of Lord Jagannath Puri. So we will not be able to complete this whole in this week. So we will continue the rest where we left off this week, next week. So let's hear.
Okay, Lord Jagannath's appearance, it's actually a mystery. Mystery in the sense, the first consideration is that who is Lord Jagannath? We know that Jagannath is Krishna. Then if Jagannath is Krishna, then why doesn't he look like Krishna? He looks different, isn't it? Yes? How does Krishna look? Krishna looks like you. But Jagannath looks a little different, yeah? Like Krishna's form is like, Krishna's form is described as Naravapu, like human-like form. Krishna's form is like a human being. And like human being in the sense that Krishna's form is different from Narayan's form. Human beings have four arms, human beings have two arms, Narayan has four arms. So, Narayan is different. And whereas Krishna is two-armed. seeing Narayan, one can see that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna doesn't look like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna looks like a human being. And not only Krishna looks like a human being, Krishna looks like a cowherd boy, a simple village boy. He doesn't even look like a city boy. He looks like a village boy. He doesn't look like a prince. He looks like very ordinary village boy. And whereas when it comes to Jagannath, we don't see any semblance to Krishna as such. You know, like about Jagannath, there are so many different misconceptions. You know, some people think that Jagannath is a Buddhist deity of worship, Buddhist deity of worship. They don't consider that Jagannath is even a Hindu god. People have misconception that Jagannath is a Buddhist. The Buddhist actually established the Jagannath temple. There are many, many misconceptions due to lack of understanding. Then, it is mainly because of the influences that there were. Like when the when different sect became prevalent and they took over the worship, or they influenced the worship, they tried to give their own stamp. At one point in time, this temple was actually predominantly influenced by the Buddhists. They took over. At one time, the whole of India was under the Buddhist influence. The king took over. King Ashok defeated the king of Kalinga, which means Orissa. And he took over and he started to spread Buddhism. And a temple, which is a place of worship for common people, if you turn that temple in with certain ideology, then people will also take to that ideology. And that is how the influences actually took place. And then came, there was also the influence, prior to that there was a, after that there was the influence of the impersonalists. The impersonalists took over. And anyway, by Krishna's mercy, Jagannath's original identity has once again been established for our benefit. We are recognizing Jagannath as Jagannath. We are recognizing Jagannath as Krishna. And of course, you know, how can there be any doubt in anyone's mind? Because we are seeing Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. So naturally, when Balaram and Subhadra is there, the personality, Jagannath, is Krishna himself. How can there ever be any misconception? Now, if we want to recognize who Jagannath actually is, then we have to go back to the Skanda Puran. Skanda Puran gives a very vivid description of who Lord Jagannath is and how Lord Jagannath appeared. Lord Jagannath was present here long time back as Nilamadhav, that is Krishna in his bluish form. Once a king, a very pious king, King Indradumna, he wanted to have the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That was Satyayuga. In Satyayuga, the Lord was not present in the form of his deity. In Satyayuga, one used to see the Lord in the heart as the super soul through meditation. the deity form actually became prevalent in Dwapar Yuga. Prior to that, in Satyuga Yuga, the Lord's deity was not prevalent. Lord was not so widely manifest as his deity. His form used to be perceived through meditation. And the process for perceiving the Lord, process for developing a relationship with the Lord in the Satya Yuga was meditation. And one could see people in Satya Yuga were very pure. Because they were very pure, they could very easily withdraw their senses and project their consciousness internally. By purifying their consciousness, they could see the Lord face to face in the heart. But in Treta Yuga, people lost that ability. And the process became sacrifice. And when the sacrifice was successfully performed, then the Lord used to appear from the sacrificial fire. And then people could see him face to face. But in Dwapar Yuga, people lost that ability also. And then there was this custom of the Lord manifested himself in the form of his deity, and the process of worshipping him in the temple started. And now we are in the age of Kali. And the problem with the age of Kali is, although the Lord is present in his deity form, and the deity of the Lord is non-different from himself, still we do not want to see him. Although we have such a wonderful opportunity to see the Lord face to face, still we don't want to see him. That is the unfortunate state of affairs in the age of Kali. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave the process of Sankirtan, chanting the holy name of the Lord, and by doing that, developing our relationship with him. Anyway, so we are talking about Satya Yuga, when the Lord was not present in his deity form. And King Indradumna wanted to see him. He wanted to see the Lord. Can you imagine, like, he wanted to see the Lord, but he didn't know how he could see him, because his form was not manifest. So, different people started to give him, his ministers were giving him various advice, and main advice actually was that it is not possible for you now. You are a king, and it's not possible for you to go to the forest or a mountain cave and perform austerities and then see the Lord in your heart. So King Indradumna became so heartbroken that he practically stopped all his activities. He started to neglect his royal responsibilities, and he became extremely morose. He lost interest in everything, and the ministers and all the concerned royal individuals, royal dignitaries, were very much afflicted seeing the king in that condition. And when they were sitting in the assembly and consulting about what to do, at that time one person just appeared from nowhere. He was a pilgrim. He was a Brahmin who just used to travel from place to place. Many Brahmins those days, or in early days, used to do that. They wouldn't have any home. They would just wander around from place of pilgrimage to another place of pilgrimage. So this Brahmin just appeared there and he said that the Lord is present as Nilamadhav on the bank of the saltwater ocean on the Niladri mountain. The king became very curious, and to hear that the Lord is present on Niladri mountain on the bank of the saltwater ocean. Probably you remember there are seven islands and seven oceans. The closest one is actually the saltwater ocean. The Mandala, the Bhumandala has got seven islands and seven. The innermost island is Jambudvip, which is surrounded by saltwater ocean. Anyway, so the king, as he was about to ask the Brahmana more details about where that Niladri mountain is, he found that the Brahmana disappeared. So the king became very afflicted, and he just saw that the Brahmana came, gave the information, and right after that he just disappeared. But then the minister said, at least we got some information that the Lord is present as Nilamadhav in some place. So the Lord in Satyayuga was present only in this one form, Nilamadhav. Just one deity of the Lord was present at that time as Nilamadhav. So the king arranged to send various people, the Brahmanas, to different directions to find out where was that Niladri mountain, blue mountain, where the Lord is present. So he sent his Brahmin messengers to search, and all of them came back after a while unsuccessful. The only person who didn't come back was Vidyapati, the chief priest of the royal family. So in the meantime, Vidyapati, traveling, became extremely tired, and he came to a Savara village. Savaras are the hunting tribe. They are considered to be the outcasts. The Vedic society has very strict, used to have a very strict division of social divisions. As you know, the four Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. And those who did not fall in these four categories, they were considered to be antajas or outcasts. And various other types of people used to belong to that category. And the Savaras are actually a part of that outcast. They are hunters, they are not very cultured, they are sort of uncivilized. They don't even come into the structure of the Vedic Varnashram structure. So normally a Brahmana would not go to a Savara's village, or won't even have anything to do with a Savara. But Vidyapati, being extremely tired after traveling, wandering for so long, becoming tired and hungry, and He came across the Savara village. When a person is in distress, in a difficult condition like that, wherever he finds a human habitation, he will naturally go there. So Vidyapati just walked into the house and knocked at the door. And that house happens to be the house of the king of the Savaras. A king means doesn't king doesn't mean that he was a very royal personality. A king meant he's the leader of the Savaras. And he was not at home, but his daughter Lalita was there. And she, when she saw that there is a tired traveler at the doorstep, she invited him to the house and treated him with respect and honor, and she requested him to stay till her father came back. And when Vishabhoshu, the king of the Savaras, came back, he saw that this young Brahmana boy was extremely tired after this long travel. So he requested him, "Why don't you stay in the house, stay in at our place, and relax for a while, for a few days?" So he accepted his invitation, and he stayed on. And then the king of Savara, Vishabhoshu, one day requested him, "Why don't you marry my daughter?" So Vidyapati accepted. She must have been a very nice girl, and so he accepted her in marriage. Now, while staying in the house of the Savara king, Vidyapati used to notice that Vishabhoshu used to go out at night and come back early in the morning. And whenever he would come back, there would be a beautiful fragrance exuding from his body. And so he naturally became curious, and he asked his wife, Lalita, "Lalita, where does your father go at night? And when he comes back, you know, there seems to be such a beautiful fragrance coming from him." Then Lalita said, "Actually, my father goes to worship Nilamadhav." So Vidyapati jumped with joy, "Nilamadhav." And Lalita started to describe, "Yes, Nilamadhav is the Lord, and my father goes to worship him." So he said, "Why don't you ask your father to take me to have the darshan of Nilamadhav?" Lalita said, "My father actually told me not to tell anybody. It's a secret. My father is worshipping Nilamadhav. It's a top secret for him. The only person who knows about his worshipping Nilamadhav is me. And he strictly warned me that I don't tell anybody. If he finds out that I told you, he'll kill me." He said, "No, I am your husband, and there is no secret. There shouldn't be any secret between husband and wife. So you should tell your father that you told me, and you request him to take me to Nilamadhav." So when Lalita went and told Vishabhoshu, naturally Vishabhoshu got very, very furious. Why Vishabhoshu was so secretive about worshipping? Because those days, anyone other than a Brahman were not expected to worship the Lord or perform any Vedic activity. So the Vedic society was so strict. It is not some sort of blind superstition, but the qualities of people were so defined. People were so systematically situated in their respective qualitative varnas that everybody developed a specific quality and everybody acted according to those qualities. Like those days, a Brahmana was a Brahmana. Qualitatively he was a Brahmana, therefore he was supposed to act in a specific way. Similarly, a Kshatriya was a Kshatriya. His characteristics were like that. And that's why there was no mixture of the varnas. The qualification, the activities were very much in relation to their qualities and qualification. And that's why in Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying that sadharma nidhanam shreya paradharma bhayava. It is better to die performing one's own own dharma, one's own duty, than performing somebody else's duty. So anyway, the savaras were not supposed to act in a Vedic way or perform any Vedic ritual. What to speak of worshipping? They were not, what to speak of reading the Vedic scriptures, they were not even supposed to touch the Vedic scriptures. And anyway, so that's why he knew that if it becomes known, then he would be in trouble. But Vishvavasu was in such deep love with Nilamadhav that he could not even think of becoming separated from Nilamadhav. Therefore he was so secretive about it. Anyway, he was angry with Lalita. Why did you tell your husband? But Lalita said, look, he is my husband. I'm not supposed to keep any secret from him. He should know everything about me. So Vishvavasu then became pacified. And then Vishvavasu told him, then Lalita requested him, please, he is so keen to go and see Nilamadhav. And after all, he is your son-in-law. He's like your own son. Why, what's there to hide from him? Then finally Vishvavasu agreed due to Lalita's persuasion, and he agreed to take Vidyapati to Nilamadhav on one condition, that he'll have to go blindfold. So Lalita went and told that to Vidyapati. Vidyapati said, fine. And before he was about to leave, he told Lalita, give me some mustard seed, please. Lalita said, why? He said, well, I'll need the mustard seed for the worship. So he took some mustard seeds, tied up at the end of his cloth. And while he was walking with Vishvavasu, led by Vishvavasu, he just kept on secretly scattering the mustard seeds on the way. Why? Because that was his way of finding the way to Nilamadhav. Although he was going blindfold, he actually made this arrangement. In course of time, these mustard seeds will turn into plants. And by seeing those plants, you'll be able to find his way to Nilamadhav. Vidyapati was led to Nilamadhav's temple on top of the Niladri mountain. And now mind you, the place that we are talking about, we are right here. This is the place. Now you may question, why do you call it a mountain? It's not a mountain. No. You're describing it as a Niladri or blue mountain. It's not a mountain. Yes, it is a mountain. It's a collection of sand from the ocean that has covered the height of the mountain. This is a mountain in the shape of a conch shell. Therefore, another name of this place is Shankha Kshetra. Shankha means conch shell. So it is like a conch shell, and right on top of that conch shell is the temple of Lord Jagannath. Anyway, I'll come to that. he was brought to the temple. Satyayuga is a long, long time. The distance between Satyayuga to Kali Yuga is almost 4 million years. So it was here that Vidyapati had the darshan of Nilamadhava, the blue lotus-eyed husband of Lakshmi Devi. And then Vidyapati was asked to just wait, and Vishavasu went to collect some fruits and flowers from the forest. And while Vidyapati was waiting, he saw that a crow that was sitting on a tree on the bank of a pond all of a sudden died, and as his body fell on the water of that pond, and as it touched the water of the pond, immediately that developed a four-armed spiritual form and went back to the spiritual sky. A crow, just an ordinary bird, not even an ordinary bird, is probably one of the dirtiest birds, dirtiest of all birds, as it died, but just in coming in contact with this water, developed its spiritual form and went back to the spiritual sky. So Vidyapati could see the spiritual potency of this place and the spiritual potency of that pond. So Vidyapati decided that, let me give up my body here. Just by giving up my body, just by dying in contact with this water, I'll develop my spiritual identity and I'll be able to go back to the spiritual sky. So Vidyapati was just about to commit, just about to give up his life, plunging into that water, drowning himself in that water. But then he heard a voice announcing that, Vidyapati, don't forget that your friend is waiting for you. King Indradumna is waiting for you to come back to him with the news of this. Nilamadhav, this is not the time for you to give up your body. You have so many things to accomplish. So due to that voice, Vidyapati decided not to give up his life. And in the meantime, Vishavasu came back, and when he was serving the Lord, he heard the Lord speaking. He said, Nilamadhav told him, Vishavasu, I have accepted your service for many years, but now I want to take the service of the king of Avanti, King Indradumna. The moment he heard, Vishavasu thought that this Brahmana must have conspired with the Lord. And because he is from Avanti, he was from the king of Avanti. So he thought he must have persuaded in his absence, he must have persuaded Nilamadhav to leave his service and go to King Indradumna. So he just, out of anger, he just jumped and grabbed him by his throat and dragged him down and said that, I'll kill you. He said, although I would like to kill you, but I will not, because you are my son-in-law. But instead of killing you, I'll just tie you up to the tree and let the wild animals in the forest do the job for me. Let them kill you. Saying that, he tied him up and he left him there in the middle of the forest. I went home. When he returned home, his daughter Lalita asked him, Father, what happened to Vidyapati? He went with you, and you now you came back all by yourself. Then Vishavasu told her what happened. And he said that I kept him tied up to a tree in the forest. Then Lalita ran into the forest and started to look for her husband. And finally, by the arrangement of Providence, she found him. She released him from his tied up condition. And then Vidyapati told her, Lalita, I'll just go now to Avanti and I'll come back soon.
Hare Krishna. So we have completed one part of hearing to the history of Sri Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. So as we heard, this story is taking place in Neelachala. So that's where the Puri Dham is right now. So in the next part, we will hear how the Puri Dham, the temple, came into existence. So with this, we are going to end this session here. So this program is being sponsored by ISKCON Houston, Hare Krishna Dham. So we request all the listeners to please take out time and visit us. You can search us. We have a website called iskonhouston.org. Search for it, and we have a lot of programs going on. In fact, every weekend on Sunday evening, we have an evening of festival. So where there will be discourse on spiritual topics, there is music, and then there is sumptuous vegetarian feast after that. So we want you to come with your friends and family and make use of this, where you can get acquainted with the culture and the spirituality and enjoy yourself. Thank you for hearing to us. Hare Krishna.
Deham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Kanna Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sadana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitam Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhajati Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Priyadvaita